Hey everyone, welcome back. You ready to dive deep into something a little different today?
Absolutely, let's go.
All right, we're looking at this YouTube video, right? Vimses Media. It's called Feeling a Freer Future. And well, it's definitely a perspective you don't hear every day. Yeah, it's basically making the case that defending fossil fuels is it's crucial for human flourishing.
Yeah.
And even pushing back against authoritarianism.
So they're kind of framing the energy debate as like a freedom issue.
Exactly. They tie it directly to individual liberty, saying things like, hold on, let me find the quote. Here it is. They say, when government controls energy, it controls you.
Wow, that's pretty bold. So how do they back that up?
Well, they argue that all this fear-mongering about climate change, all the warnings and stuff,
Really?
it's actually being used to push for more regulations and control.
Mm.
And they think that, all this extra control could stifle innovation and really limit our energy choices.
Makes sense in a way, like less freedom to experiment and explore new options.
Right. And they specifically point to the red tape around traditional energy sources and nuclear energy as examples of this, hindering progress.
So is this aligning with like a libertarian perspective
No,
then?
absolutely.
Yeah.
They emphasize free markets and minimal government intervention.
Basically, they're saying let the market decide, right? Like if people want cleaner energy, they'll demand it and businesses will provide it.
Exactly. They believe that allowing a free market in energy would lead to the best outcomes for everyone.
Interesting. But, this isn't just about economics, is it? There's the whole environmental impact to consider, too.
Yeah, and this is where it gets even more, let's say, provocative.
Go on.
Well, hold on to your hats because they actually claim that environmental movements have become, and I quote, death cults that are traumatizing young people.
Whoa, okay. That's a very strong statement.
Yeah, and to be fair, they do back it up with some statistics, from a 2020 survey that showed that 71% of millennials and 67% of Gen Z, they feel like climate change has really negatively affected their mental health.
Right, so they're tacking into that anxiety that many young people feel about the future. But, calling environmentalism a death cult is, well, it's pretty inflammatory, isn't it?
It is, it is. And that kind of language is bound to alienate a lot of people.
Absolutely. But, instead of just dismissing it out of hand, maybe it's worth asking, is there a kernel of truth in there somewhere? Could these anxieties be like a genuine concern that's being exploited? Or are they just totally exaggerating the issue to try and discredit the entire environmental movement?
That's a really good point. It's easy to get caught up in the rhetoric on both sides, We have to be
Well,
careful to separate the substance from the spin.
exactly. Critical thinking skills are more important than ever in today's world, especially when it comes to these complex issues.
Couldn't agree more. So to kind of wrap up their argument, they use this quote from the economist Ludwig von Mises, and he stresses personal responsibility. Like everyone has a responsibility to fight for their beliefs, no matter how unpopular those beliefs might be.
Right, so it's this idea that the consequences affect us all, so we all have a stake in the outcome.
Yeah, they really drive home that point that we all need to be part of this conversation, even if it gets a little heated sometimes.
Absolutely. It's about engaging in the intellectual battle of ideas, as they put it. So let's bring it back to our community here, okay? I mean, if this video is right about energy choices having such a huge impact on individual freedom, what does that mean for us in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena? How much control should we have over our own energy sources?
That's a big question. And what trade-offs are we willing to make for that freedom? I mean, it's like they're saying energy independence is directly linked to individual liberty.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, right? How do we balance that desire for individual freedom with the need to address global issues like climate change?
It's definitely something to think about, especially here in Southeast Houston, where our economy is so tied to the energy industry.
Absolutely. This whole deep dive has really brought up some important questions about the balance between personal liberty, environmental concerns, and the role of government. And it reminds us that even these global issues have very real local consequences.
Well said. Great insights, as always. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, remember, you can support our work by going to thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll see you next time.